excuse me while I drop a bountiful donation into the swear jar, because in these next few moments, I'm taking you for everything that you are, as you took me for everything that I was, everything that I could have been. You took me for granted. Countless nights, I counted the hours and the reasons of my being with your busted ass. Was I that desperate that I would allow for you to treat me as the rag tucked under your mattress? Was I that bored that I would see your outbursts as entertainment for the time being? You thought that shit was cute. I begged for negligence while you begged to eat my pussy, but I wanted you to starve. I fiend for your malnourishment. Why should I have to prepare such a feast for the nigga who constantly force-fed me bullshit? I mean, it's not like I was missing out on anything, but could you say the same for yourself? I figured love was written on my sleeve, but it turns out I was just lazy and in need of a good bath in order to rinse myself of the sins that you had committed against me. You stained my favorite shirt. They ask me when I'll stop writing about you, and I tell them to mind their goddamn business, because those motherfuckers were not the ones who were barricaded into a writer's block. I beat down those walls like you beat down my encouragement, and I renovated them into a vault in which I keep our jackal hidden. She scratches at the crack of the door, begging to be released, but I keep that key tucked under my tongue, for if she were to get loose, I'd get locked up, and that is not the type of shit that I am trying to deal with right now. I had plenty of chances where I could have taken your life, is what I'm saying. Whether it had been jail time or self-defense, your life could have been mine either way. I type this as I smirk and smoke and sip on this good shit. I should have drained you for every drop. I should have made you drained and made you drop. I should have called the fucking cops or my cousins, whatever. But no matter how many times you did me wrong, I did you right, and I never left your side. Except for that one night and that one guy that I never told you about. But if you hear this, you know the rest. There's no need to type it out. You made me feel alone. So he sat me on his throne, and he knew about you, but he did not care. I fucked the shit out of that man. That one night stand, hoping that you would feel it. And I hated the both of you after I was done. I guess that one fuck was the one that I couldn't push myself to give to you, and that's when I knew I was over it. You meant nothing to me. You didn't even turn me on anymore. I was dry like your mouth on those pill-paraded nights, and you made me sick to my stomach. You cried because I wouldn't kiss you, and I was overcome with satisfaction. I had you kissing my feet, running my bath, and drenching my chest with your generic salt water. None of this was real. It had to have been some sort of bad trip, an inception type Twilight Zone mirage. But it's over now, and you're missing me. And I'm in love with him unconditionally, which surprises me because I thought you fucked it up for everybody. But in reality, you just brought me to the one that I'm supposed to be with. So thank you for the experience. I hope you see me, and I hope you hate me.